5 years, in case you haven't heard it. If you're a new listener, I've been on this program for 55 years, warning to you about the things to come, but we're not going to do that. I think what's more important is to help you overcome your emotional states. You do know that 95% of all your illnesses and your suffering and your divorces and your wars, you add them all up, all boils down to one thing: finding unity with your Creator, and as Christians would say it, through Jesus Christ. But I have a different vernacular, a different motivation. I don't necessarily want you to go over your Bible and just learn it by heart, babble it, babble it, babble it, and know all about the history of it and what he says. But what I want you to understand about this program is that I'm going to show you how to get to that place of perfection, become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And I always say, and when I say those words, that it doesn't mean to say you're going to be God, because the word perfect, become perfect, is a becoming process. And it's a becoming process, not by reading verses and chapters and memorizing them. That will work. That will give you a nice lot of information about history, and you can do a little acting. But deep down inside, in the acting, Christian and anybody else, but Christian it shouldn't be, is the fact that they really don't know who he is. They know about him, but they don't know him. That's a big difference. So here, I'm going to show you how to know him, to experience him, and to bring you back to virtue. Because a country that lacks the values of virtue, as America has fallen to be, will lose this country for sure. But it doesn't matter how happy you are to have a very good candidate, etc., etc. But what's more powerful is the power that since the last almost 8 years, you've been manipulated without you realizing, so half of you are not Americans anymore. You're born here, maybe, and assuming that I've been on the air for 55 years, I'm an old geezer, 88 in a few weeks. And I've been understanding how clever the socialists are, how clever they are in infiltrating communists, basically, Marxists, Leninists. They have taken you over and taken the minds, your children's minds away. And I'm just going to help you give it to you back. You're going to think like a little child, but with a long and magical vocabulary of expression and experiences, not just like the little kid who sees but has no power except to be overpowered by stupid parents and the school and the music. I'm going to show you, everybody who's listening to me, how you can get yourself back and collectively help you to get your country back. Because if you don't get yourselves back, your real self, that state in which you were born before you're corrupted by the culture, and you have been, most of you, whether you like to admit it or not. And I want to get rid of the whole realm of preachers. What's the others? Rabbis. Get them out of your way. And be still and know directly, as you used to know when you were a little child, but got lost because you saw the stupidity and the hypocrisy and the injustice of your parents fighting each other. That's what the, and but they didn't know it because they were born. And the several generations have gone by, so that's all there is. You don't expect to have a very good parent. As good as they might be, it's not good enough. Perfection. Whatever perfection is, we shall discuss it if you wish.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
I just want to sound off a little bit about something that troubles me. The Wounded Warriors took in $330 million, and they're still dying 22 men a day, are women, 22 women and men a day from post-traumatic stress disorder when I have the answer. I'll tell you who else knows it. Drudge knows it and mentions it and uses it for himself. And he said it twice since I can remember that what I'm doing works. If you look at his reports, Drudge reports, it was there a couple of times saying how well it worked. Hannity, well, used to be my friend. I'm not sure he is my friend. I don't think he really wants to associate with me because the media bad-mouthed me, and it was so powerful that people like my friends went away, you see, for many years. But anyway, he sent me $50,000 once and $50,000 twice. But I'm not able to reach the have that reach of for wounded warriors the way they do. And they have the money, and they do some good things, I'm quite sure. But the thing is, what they can do is one thing, but the big thing is the big, big thing. Is that they don't know how to overcome 22 men dying a day. I don't have the access to that. But I'll tell you who knows very well. Who does? It's Hannity. He listened to me, he was 16 years old, and I helped him. And his career took off. I was the first person he ever spoke to in the university radio station. It threw him off the air because of some of the things I said about homosexuality. And he fought, and he got his job back to be on the air in that university in Southern California. So what I'm saying is, why is it the money goes to people who don't know how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, get all that money? And Hannity knows. I'm bringing him out. $50,000, I don't know what to do with that. I did the best I can. I have 600,000 soldiers and veterans. That's not enough for me. That money went away a long time ago. It used to be 24, now it's 22, so I may have had some bearing. But I'm just a little guy. And if he would say, Roy Masters, I know him from a long time. I was 16 the first time I listened to him, and he really helped me. And then, of course, he helped himself, and he became a pretty good talk show host. But I wish he would come out and say, about me, but he knows I can cure that. I know how to cure it. I know how to cure it, and so does Matt Drudge and many of the generals. The 3- and 4-star generals know all about me, but I can't get in. That's what I want to tell you. Please, thank you. Now, I've said it. Now, you can call Hannity and say, and Drudge, and all the various 4-star generals and 3-star generals, and you know, where they do all the, I can't remember. Something point. It's where they create offices. What's the name of that place where they call? I was thinking of Central Point. That's not it. Anyway, so now let me change the subject a little bit. 800-866-8883. My name's Roy Masters. I'm going to open the program for your questions, and I will show you that all a person has to do is to tell me what the symptoms are, or the name of the sickness, the disease, the drunkenness, or whatever it is. Whatever is wrong with you, it can be cured in minutes, or begin to be cured in minutes, in seconds, because of all of your problems, 95% of all of your problems, including post-traumatic stress disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and all the various symptoms that lead to it, which is about God knows how many, anxieties, fears, you know, doubts, and all kinds of phobias, and all kinds of strange behaviors, murder, sexual perversion, all kinds of things that have become natural, you know, meaning bad is good these days. Perversity is good, and impropriety is, I've tried to find the right words. There is a right word for it, and I just, sometimes I'm old enough to lose a few words here and then, you forgive me. So let me take my first call. 800-866-8883. So let me take my first call, and let me fix my screen just a little nicer. Oops, where it went? Where did my screen go to? There it is. No, it's not there. What happened to it? Oops. There it is. Okay, now here we are. We got John in. John in. Is it John?
Hi.
Is it John?
It's John.
Oh, hello, John. Hello. I'm sorry I messed up. I'm happy to have you on.
Thank you.
So what can I do you for?
Well, I called a friend earlier today, and I said, I need some help with my daughter. She's run away from home. She's got a diagnosis of personality disorder that we were warned would deteriorate into bipolar type 2.
Would you mind saying that again so I can hear it a little better? What was
this? I was asking a friend of mine for some advice, because my daughter is in Oregon.
Yes.
And she ran away from home after being diagnosed with personality disorder.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, she was admitted on a 72-hour hold because she threatened to throw herself in front of a truck.
Oh, she's got suicidal.
And her friends
suicidal.
In the workplace turned her in.
Yes. Now, she's suicidal. She's got post-traumatic stress disorder. So you call it that. Either way, it does the same
ending.
Well,
her shrink says that she has she was evolving or devolving toward bipolar type 2, and what to watch for. And sure enough, they started to surface. She sleeps 20 hours a day. She's irritable as all get out. She's isolated. She's mean to us. She's impatient. She's sneaky and deceptive. And then August 15th, she ran away.
Yes.
And now she's hooked up with a bunch of people who are anti-family and who say that this is how you get away from your parents.
I understand what you're saying.
So I called my friend and I said, wow. He says, call in and talk to Roy. And I said, okay.
I'm listening.
Well, here I am. You know, I don't know exactly what to do. I got
if I could get to know her, and not much I can do, unless she's old enough to talk to me personally, surely.
She's stubborn as all get out. She won't even talk to me and her mother.
Yeah, but she may be stubborn to you, but not to me. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And so, is there some way she's in Oregon to come and see me? You know, I don't charge any money, so it won't cost anything.
Well, I could always mention it. But,
would you mind? I tell you what you could do. Let me see. Have you any contact with her at any time?
It seems to be one way, whether she reads my emails or not.
Well, the next time, get a copy of that's more advanced and not necessary at this point, maybe not ever. It's called Antidote. You go to antidoteforall.com. And or you call my office and we'll send you I'll give it to you for free. It's a little, does she have a computer, you think?
Yes.
So she doesn't need a computer, otherwise I'd send her one at no charge, see. But
wow.
I would, if you could get just a audio or get her to go to antidoteforall.com, it's a 7-minute meditation, which would literally change her life in minutes. If you could do that, but I'm not sure you could, but yeah. Maybe you could find somebody she's working with either way. In other words, somebody who doesn't agree with what she's doing, but she's still friend with her while she's doing it. And that would be the best person to get this 7-minute meditation. It's just 7 minutes and there's no religion in it, but there is. It's concealed. There is no magic words. There's no biblical words. But something happens. I call it magic. It transfers the relationship from your parents, from the world, from the culture, from everything that's ever been done harm to her, and then all of a sudden she finds herself being a young person again, as she was when she was 5 years old, could see everything clearly before she lost it to the parents and to the school system to which you sent her.
Yeah.
She's got a brainwash. You might say she's brainwashed and demoralized. And once that happened, she's very resilient to any kind of truth. She's attracted towards the worst. And she can't. And the worst rises to the occasion of a knee, just like an addict rises to the occasion of a dope pusher. You see? And so that's where she is. So you need a little intercession. I wish I could be that person. I wish she would just, somebody would say, why don't you call Roy? And if you could find somebody who's close enough, kind of between her and you, I may be able to save her life. As a matter of fact, I'm damn sure, right, I'm sure I can. So would you do that for me? Because all I've got you is on the line and I got no connection to the young lady. Possibly you are part of the problem without realizing you are.
I'll do it.
Would you please? Please.
Oh, yes.
Please, for God's sake, do it. I would really love to hear from her.
And I'll stay in touch with you.
Would you stay in touch? Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to your daughter, and maybe by herself. Who knows? Thank you so much. Bye. All right, sir. Let me see. There are many people lining up. Yes, there is. Let's see. Yeah, let me see. Oh, I have a break here. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles, would you mind waiting for a little bit? Thank you. Excuse my rough voice, but I think I'm getting old. old. I'm going to get you. Be right back. Oh, yes, I'm going to give the number, don't I? See? I'm really old. 866-8883. 800-866-8883. And, you can send a donation, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you. So I do have Richard on the line, do I? Just ask him to be patient. I am just going to say a few words if I get support for my program. Can he wait 2 minutes? Okay, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, when I saw that Wounded Warriors did more than $330 million, I haven't been able to do that. I don't have the money to what it takes to get me on Fox or any kind of video except radio. It doesn't reach as far. But if I could have that amount of money, if it was me, all on my own, and I could reach as many people, which I should be able to, as I said, who was it? It was Hannity. He's the one that knows how well I can fix things, how I can fix post-traumatic stress disorder. But he just gives me the money, but he doesn't give me the credit that I deserve from Matt Drudge and many other people that you know, movie stars. That you know, and or the medical, the medics, the psychiatrists, the psychologists, the professors of universities, the 4-star generals, 3-star generals, all say that it works. I've got about 600,000. I have 100,000 CDs gave away. That was years ago. And God knows how many downloads there are, but I can't get to the ones that need it. I can't. If I could get those 22 that kill themselves every day, they're mostly in the VA. I can't get to them. Please, Handley, please, be brave enough to associate yourself with me. I've done no harm. You were my friend, you've always been my friend, and sending me $50,000 every now and then, it doesn't go anywhere. But just a word from you, because you've experienced me and you know me. See, I can give you many others, ladies and gentlemen, but a lot of people, when I set them on the road, years and years and years before, when he was knee-high to a grasshopper, I set him on the road. And he knows all about me. But he keeps quiet because of the media has given me, you know, a title. It's called, what does he call me? But what do they call me? I forgot. Something leader. David, help me with this. Would you help me with that? Because the media calls me something leader. What is the first word? What's missing? Yes, they call me a cult leader. They've been doing that for 50. Yeah, that's right. They call me a cult leader, and I've been. No. I'm just trying to say I don't. Yeah, that's right. Because I release everybody. The whole idea is to catch and release. In other words, you don't need me. Within a little while. Just within a short while, you have get to understand what I'm saying. It takes a little bit to explain it, and sometimes I can get it right away in minutes. But then, you see, I don't have a big following. I don't need a big following. I don't need people, a big theater full of people, 10,000, because I have millions of people listening to me on and off and have helped millions of people's lives. And he knows it. Nearly all the talk show hosts know it. The military knows it. The universities know it. West Point knows it. One of the generals said it should be taught in West Point. You can prevent post-traumatic stress disorder. I agree with him. You can prevent it. I can do that many things before I leave this earth. I left. Everybody gets the money except me. Because the forces we're dealing with, you see what they're doing to you. You see the VA, how they're mismanaged. No matter how much you try to fix it, they still go on killing our soldiers, allowing them to die. How rotten that is. And so please, I beg of you, if whoever it is, every one of those running for being a president, they're pretty good people. You wouldn't do wrong with picking one of them. Of course, I have my favorite, but I can't tell you who that is. And I think if my favorite wins, I think I'll have a chance. But I can't wait. It's 22 men a day. I can't stand it for one day. One. So I beg you, if you have any power, if you have any say-so, give me a chance. Please. All right. Now, I just want to talk to Richard. I'm sorry, Richard. I just had to get that off my chest. Is Richard there? Hello, Richard.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I can barely hear. Yeah, speak up, please, Richard.
Can you hear me better?
Just a little bit. Do a little yelling like I'm doing.
What about
there you go. There you go. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to call to thank you. I'm the guy that's been calling the past couple months about the panic attacks. And just one day last week, it kind of clicked for me that I understand now, just, you know, to watch everything. And they just almost went away instantly. And I just wanted to call you and thank you.
That's sweet. Thank you very much. See, it's so nice. You had anxiety, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess, I don't know what it was. It was real severe. I was in a real dark place in my mind, and, you know, I was having really bad thoughts, and I was real scared of them, and I don't know, I was in a bad place, and I noticed just, you know, from kind of stepping back and watching it, it lost all of its power.
Isn't it simple and beautiful, how beautiful and simple it is?
Yeah, it was almost...
You know what's going to happen if my information gets out? 90% of the doctors we have now would no longer be needed.
Well, good.
That's the reason why it's so difficult to be me. It'd be the same as Jesus. In this sense, you can smile a little bit about what I'm about to say. If the undertakers, you know, could actually learn that Jesus could keep you alive and never die, they'd send a hitman after him. That's what they do, even if it meant their own death and their own children. That's how it is. It's very hard to bring new things to people that are real and true. 800-866-8883. Hello, we got some more calls? By Jove, by Jiminy. Ken in Florida. Hello, Ken. How do you do?
How you doing, Roy?
I'm doing good.
I'll just get right into it, if I may.
Absolutely. PTSD is my stuff.
Yes. Okay. So I have that, the anxiety, depression. I've lost everything through escapism. Now, I'm at the point, I believe, what you call getting back to your conflict, where, okay, it's here, it's in my face.
Yes.
There's no moving forward in your life unless this is dealt with. This is at the point where I believe it could be a beautiful thing, or where some people will kill themselves.
That's correct.
And I, you know what I'm saying? Does that,
yes,
does that
I do.
Oh, beautiful. So I'm here, Roy. I've been searching for 30 years because of an event that happened 30 years ago. And I went into denial and escapism and all these things.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me hold you there.
Yeah.
What was your question? What was your part of the sin? What were you trying to escape? Could you tell me or not?
What was I trying to escape? The original could have been a professional athlete, and I destroyed.
Is that all?
It was a God-given gift that I had an ability to do that. Maybe
I'm sure
other
that
people, you know, but it's not. It's maybe I'm a weak person. It's not like you know, these guys in the military. It's not like a woman being raped or seeing their baby die. I mean, it's kind of shameful for me to.
But actually, it's quite pathetic.
It's quite what? Pathetic?
Yes, quite pathetic that you should be so disturbed. That's a tremendous ego. You've got a tremendous ego.
Yeah, I agree.
You feel robbed. You feel robbed, don't you?
Yeah, but you know what? I thought for decades I didn't even care, but apparently...
You did.
I did. And it's every time it would bubble up to be dealt with, I would push it back down. And now it's in my face. I can't do anything.
And you're still not an athlete.
And I'm still what?
You're still not an athlete. You still haven't made it.
I can care less about that, Roy. I mean, I really
can't. No, but pressing it down. Listen, let me ask you some embarrassing questions. Do you feel like you hate God?
Say that again?
And do you consider that you hate God for this? That you had
at times because I think I'm trying so hard, and
you playing so hard to please him or please yourself?
I just want to move on in my life. I want this.
Where do you want to move on to?
To whatever it is on.
Yeah,
there on freedom, born again.
Yeah, but you can't move on. You can't move on to what freedom is while enslaved to the idea that I could have been something, and it's got stolen from me. And so you're angry at whatever it is, and I don't know what it is because you haven't mentioned it, but whatever it is that stopped you, did you lose a foot? Did you lose a toe? Did you lose an eye? What did you lose? Oh, don't go away. Don't go away. We'll talk. 800-866-8883.
With Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, Ken.
Yes, Roy.
Look, I have to be very blunt with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, you see, how old were you when you made that, when you started to feel like you've been robbed of some gift?
You know, it happens, you know, from, you know, in college years, but I moved on from that. I had a good life until, you know, a decade, you know, until I'm 35, and that's when it's 30, 35,
what 40, do you mean 20. By good? What do you mean by a good life?
I had a home, I had a job, I had, you know, but there was always something that I couldn't pinpoint that was bothering me, and this seems to be, you know, something I have dreams about every
night. But how did the idea that you were meant to be an athlete, and it was denied you. Where did you get that idea? Did it come into your head somehow, Or did you know that from the day you were born that you were meant to be that way? Which is it?
I got a scholarship, and, I was a world.
A scholarship for what? A scholarship for what?
Playing football.
Okay. So did it go to your head?
Not at all. I got injured. I had 7 knee surgeries and shoulder surgery.
Well, did you have enough surgeries then? I mean, enough to know that if you had any carried on that way, you would die. Maybe God was doing you a favor.
Yeah, no, I believe so. I truly believe so.
But then you get pissed off by it.
No, what I'm pissed off at is my anxiety never goes away.
Your anxiety over what?
I don't know.
And that's
this is what I explained about the football thing is the first time I ever experienced anxiety.
Well, that's what we need to look at.
Okay. That's what I thought I was trying to convey, but maybe it's something else.
I think you got a taste of glory. And that
I just wanted to do with the one thing that I was really good at doing.
Well, I tell you what, I was 13 or 14 when my dad died. And what did I want to be when I grew up? I thought of it. I'd like to be a doctor or a scientist. So my father died at 42 and I had to take care of my mother. So I had to learn a trade. Diamond cutting was my trade. But there went my idea of being a doctor or a scientist. In other words, but I didn't get frustrated. It is what it is. And somehow I've escaped all the foibles that you're talking about and the people who come to this program about. I let my ambition, or what ambition it would be, go.
And I did too, Roy.
No, you haven't.
I understand that, but there's a darkness that I have a tormented soul.
Yeah, but you have a tormented soul because you haven't let go of what made you high. Every high is a new low.
I understand that.
Okay.
I understand that.
You have a really bad attitude. You are really sick. Really, really sick attitude. You missed the glory. You missed the road to glory, where you would have, and had you had become something, you might have committed suicide anyway. You have never been happy with what you choose. You're only happy is what God chooses you to be. If you will,
yes, I want to find that.
Give yourself to Him. What am I here for, Dad? This is what you need to say. What I'm really here for. I know I'm good at everything. If you want to have a person who's good at something, swimming, boxing, judo, everything. Horse riding, everything. I just enjoyed it and went on with my life. And so, slowly but surely, I was working with diamond cutting and went to South Africa. And I put my son, my brother, in Witwatersrand University, and he had the education. I gave it to him instead of me. I'm the oldest son. I'm 2 years and 8 months older than him. So I became nothing. But what this nothing was, it was filled with being interested how Hitler got people to kill other people and to murder. See, and to why people can be become destroyed, evil, and how do we overcome various sicknesses and diseases? I kept on doing it, and one day I saw a demonstration of hypnosis, and that's where I began. And when I began it, I began to understand all by myself what my purpose really was. I really was meant to be a scientist. I was really meant to be a doctor, because I can do more for people than all the doctors on earth put together. I have been given that power, and I love it. I love being spoken through. I love being acted through. And you are being acted through because of your stubbornness. You see, you talk to me and I'm the opposite to you. I've acted through. I do not know what next minute it will give me. What will the next minute, next second, what will happen to me? I know one thing only. Don't be overcome. Don't be upset. Trials and tribulations are natural for you. Just the more bright you are, the more I love you, says the Lord God of hosts, in a manner of speaking, if I'm using good language like this. He says in my heart, and he doesn't say it, but I can sense it, that it's correct. He loves me. And I love Dad. I love my dad, and when he died, my sentiment went to my father in heaven, as his father was in heaven, and I didn't know it. And so my father had to die in order for me to be who I am today. My father could speak 11 languages and fix anything, and I just went to be a diamond cutter, making a living, and where do I go from there? And one day I was sitting at my bench with my diamond being cut, or doing the cutting diamonds, and I was an apprentice then. And I said, am I going to be here? I thought to myself, I remember the moment. Am I going to be here for the rest of my life just cutting diamonds? And something says, don't worry, I'll show you. And he did. I've written a treatise on physics that will one day be recognized. And I have a technology that you are beseeching. You're searching for it. And it could be over. Your problem could be over in the next 24 hours. Or the next second. It all depends on, are you ready to give up your crap of feeling like, oh, I could have been a great basketball player.
No, I don't think like that, Roy. I don't.
Yeah,
think
no,
like
but
that.
You say you keep pressing it down. You just keep fighting.
No. I said no.
I'm listening.
I finally realized what I've been doing. Now it's surfacing the sins of my past or whatever I did. It's coming
okay.
up.
What is the sin of your past? Burying things.
No. You missed what I initially first said.
I maybe have, but you said you buried.
Okay, let me say it. It takes.
What are you buried? No. Let me fight with you.
I'm back to my.
And listen. Let me fight with you. You say you bury things. What are you burying?
Whenever a discomforting anxiety comes up, I pushed it down.
And it doesn't
instead
cure
of,
it.
Instead
doesn't.
Of letting it rise and observing it as you would.
Thank you.
Say.
Now, yes. Let's stop right there.
Yes.
No, sit still. Sit down. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay, close your
eyes. Sometimes I contort.
Huh?
It's almost like inside of me.
It's coming to the surface, isn't it?
Yes. That's the point of my call, Roy. It's here.
Yes.
I need to deal with it. That was my point. I thought you understood.
I do understand. I'm going to help you. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get rid of that dark side. It's frightened of me. That dark side is frightened of me. It's never you. It was giving you the anxiety. You know what the anxiety is? A distance between you and how far away from God you are. And the pull.
I agree.
The pull of,
I agree.
See?
I agree.
Now, but here, sit quietly. Sit down quietly. Hold it. Let's make this moment magic. Let's make this moment magic. Close your eyes. And look at your eyelids. Look at your eyelids. Now listen carefully. No effort. I don't want you to give me any effort at all. Just close your eyes and look at your eyeballs. Look at your eyelids. And you see that little light, little pixels of light, don't you? You see it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now you look at that. Now let me talk to you. Why do you think, I'm going to answer my own question, but I'm going to express it as a question to you, which I shall answer, and you shall just quietly nod. Why do you think I'm making you look at your eyelids? Because when you start to look at your eyelids, you are looking at the surface of your brain. And the minute you do that, you recoil. you, without realizing it, you recoil, and you, the soul, the spirit, the real you, the intuitive you, or the potential of an intuitive you, you tend to stand back, and now the thoughts of your mind can no longer torment you at this point. Now, do one more thing I want you to do. I want you to understand that if this is true, and it is, there's no thoughts can pull you back. If they do appear, reboot yourself by looking at your pixels in your eyelids. Just watch the pixels with your eyes closed. The next thing to do is to be aware of your first finger of your right hand. That's all I want you to do. And if you just be aware of it, just be aware that the first finger of your right hand is there. It starts to tingle just a little bit. Is that correct?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Now the second finger, do the same thing. Just give your attention, just attention, no effort. Just be aware that it's there, and there's new energy going into it, and the little finger, that next finger is happy. It's like a little kid having been got attention and never got before, and it's becoming energy from within you. Now the third finger, same thing, correct? It starts to tingle. And now the little finger, it starts to tingle. Does it not? Just a little bit. It makes it, just being aware, just that. You only have to be aware to let the light come through your crystalline consciousness. That part of you that's looking at the eyelids is a crystal. It's like a crystal or a lens. And the reason why you can see those little specks in your eyelids moving across the screen of your mind, that is a programming like a thumb drive does to a computer. And you can never ever understand what that means, but that's all you care. It's all you need. Whenever you're in strife, close your eyes, make your fingers tingle, just be aware of it, and the fingers tingle and your thoughts go away, and that's all you need to do for redemption, because you're moving towards God when you're standing back from the thought. That's all. Open your eyes. That's all. That's all you need to do. Just watch. All right. Now, Ken, that's all you need. That's all you need to do, and have a heart to belong to him and let it go and see what happens. And wait, don't be impatient. God has a time and a timing. Just do that and just have a heart. This is what is my purpose. In your heart, you have a purpose greater than being a football star, especially with all those accidents you had.
I don't care about that.
But you apparently do.
I mean, on a subconscious level, sure.
Yeah, on a conscious. But now we're talking about unconscious, and unconscious is out of control. It needs a new master. No man can serve two masters. He reacts to one and not the other. So what you're doing is turning. All you're doing is turning your heart over to him when you do that. That's all.
Is it all about training the mind through the meditation to be?
No, there's no training. You don't have to do any training. You just have to allow the light. Allow that light to light up your eyeballs. It's like you're looking at your eyeballs, or the surface of your eyelid. But the real thing is because you can see your eyelids and they have those little pixels moving past you, different colors, different shapes. You just watch them. It means that you are shedding a light into your monkey brain that's cleaning everything out by itself. It knows exactly what to do, and you cannot do that with any effort of your own. You do not know. You do not have the download. I don't know what. I'm not very good at physics.
Authority.
Yes. You don't have that. You don't have the thumb drive. He's got the thumb drive, in a manner of speaking. He knows everything. God knows everything at once. He's magical. And you will also know, you will have a reflection of him, and you will not worry about what's going to happen next, because you will only know it when that moment comes. And that moment comes, this may simply be, oh, I have anxiety. Stand back and look at the anxiety, and it goes away. That's all. And so it goes away by itself. Just watch.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, kid. Just one more quickie. I want you to practice that with that.
Yeah,
it's a meditation. Practice. And just keep practice. See how difficult at first on your own is to keep being pulled into your thoughts. When you get pulled into your thoughts, then the dark side can trigger anything it wants. It can make you dance. It can make you stand on your head, and you can't stop it. But but the minute you start to meditate with a good heart, the way I showed you, and when a problem comes up, a feeling starts to appear. Instead of struggling with it and pushing it down, be glad to see it. And even though you have a little anxiety, and it could become a big one, just watch it. Just like watch it, even though you're not looking at it, because anxiety isn't something you look at, but you can become aware of. And the awareness has a light in it that will make it go away. And what will happen is, in the beginning, you have a little problem. All of a sudden, something stops, and you forget that you're meditating, and all of a sudden, You find 10-20 minutes later that your problem is gone, but you don't remember when it did go.
Yeah.
And the next thing happens is, the next time you meet somebody, you realize that when they hurt you and try to be mean to you, they know not what they do, because they're going through the same thing, and they're doing to others what was done to them, and they're doing it to you, and you can let it go and not allow to be so angry, so upset about it. And sooner or later, you'll come to the root of it. And it's usually your parents and schools. Some little thing that you're not really facing yet. But you mustn't choose, pick and choose whatever your problems are. They will come up by themselves. Just by being patient. And patience is opposite to impatience. Patience is a gift. And it keeps you from getting upset with people. Because the reason why you have it in the first place, because somebody, other people, had somehow influenced you in the negative. It either pumped you up to tell you what a great football player you are, or they degraded you in some way. But either way, if you react to that, you're on a wrong path.
Yeah.
Immediately. And it's been with you a long time.
Yes.
And you need to just... There's a lot of people you're judging right now. I'm quite sure there's a whole bunch of people you judge. Am I correct?
Of course.
Of course. So they'll come up, and they'll come up. And they, you know what you'll do? They'll come up. When they come up, if they're dead, you can have a little sadness for a few minutes. It goes away. And if they're still alive, you might, if they're accessible, you might say, "Hey, Joe, I just want a word with you." "What's the matter? What's the matter, Ken?" He said, "Well, you know, I've been judging you, and you never did anything wrong. Let's assume he didn't, but I projected on you that you did wrong so I could judge you, because I was addicted to judgment." There's your problem, isn't it, really, when it comes down to it, doesn't it? It's everybody else's fault.
Yeah, this is nothing new for me. Yeah, I know.
So those are the things you need to watch. That is basically the key. You've been judging, but you're very judgmental. And you have to let it go on somebody, even though they're not wrong. I had a program the other day at my seminar, Sunday morning. I said, how many people do this? In other words, you are so addicted to being angry to get energy that if you can't get the energy yourself by being angry with yourself, you will imagine that somebody else next to you is doing something wrong to you when they're not. But then you judge them for it, and then you feel better. Sick, that's what it is. And that's got to stop. Judging is God. Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. And how you overcome it is be aware that of yourself you know nothing, and that you do not trust your thoughts anymore. They all lie to you. That's it. I hope that helps you. I got to go to my calls now. We can do a whole program. Thank you for calling, Ken. I hope that helps you. That PTSD will disappear by itself. Everything will be cured by itself. You haven't got the foggiest idea how to cure anything. The doctor can only give you medicine, but he can't give you virtue. And virtue is the cure. But pure virtue, not just the act, which is in which is not reacting. In other words, you know that he's in you. When people look down their nose at you and abuse you, and they are unjust, cheat, but you see it, you don't like it, but you don't hate it. Bingo. That's it. You may not like it, but it's okay. All of a sudden, you feel like it's not important anymore. You are on with your life. And then God loves you so much for that. He will make you come back tenfold, a hundredfold. Understand that by itself. You won't understand these things when he's your guidance, he and your savior. Everything will be all right for you all the way to the moment of your death. See, but there is no death. That's the thing is. We'll take our next call. But it's the end of the hour, but I will take my calls in the second part. Can you all wait? Great Scott in California and Karen in Mass? Well, let me just tell my friends, if you're leaving me now, let me give you the phone number of my office tomorrow and ask for, well, actually you got a iPhone or Android, you've got your computer. You can go to antidoteforall.com, antidoteforall.com, and you can zip it up, suck it up into your phone, download it. That's the word I'm looking for. And then sit on a bench in the park with your earphones on lunchtime, in the evening, and in the morning. And watch the magic. Watch the magic. Just watch him acting through you in a beautiful way with you doing nothing. And some people say, if I'm doing nothing, what use am I? No, you're an agent. Okay. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon. We had a lousy week. We didn't make much money, even to pay out, you know, away. So please, instead of giving it to the super PACs, you can see where they're coming from now, can't you? I've told you about these people on the left and the right. The right ain't right, and the wrong are wrong. What you need is a bright new future, and you can see it on the horizon, but not before terrible bloodshed. And I can guide you through that. I heard. Well, I'll give you the P.O. Box here. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.